Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
Secret Universe. It's the first week of March 2015. Wanted to touch upon some stories I thought that was really interesting this week. Always doing something different here in Straight Shrouds Secret Universe. I'm going to begin with tonight. Scientists have discovered another Earth with possible life. Yeah, we've heard this before. Says that NASA has discovered another Earth-like planet orbiting a nearby star within the habitable zone within the Kepler Space Telescope. Labeled as Kepler-186f, it is about 500 light-years away. Well, I don't think we're going to go there anytime soon. But now, do you think that it could correlate with Max Tegmark's theory of how, you know, there's so many dimensions and universes, and we could actually be doing the same thing on this other planet, but maybe instead of talking, I might be scratching my ear or tapping my foot or something. Definitely something to think about and look into. Also, they don't want to be people to be riding. Making Spocking $5 Canadian bills. That's what I'm really trying to get to. They're trying to put a stop to it, Star Trek fans, which was a big loss with Leonard Nimoy. Now, I'm personally more of a Star Wars fan. I loved The Wrath of Khan. That was like my favorite Star Trek movie. And Part 3 was pretty good. And even 6 was good. But then I'm just more of a Star Wars fan, but he did live long and prosper, and it's really cool, though, that people's paying homage to him by vulcanizing the Canadian $5 bill. I think that's kind of awesome. If anybody wants to call in, 347-850-1258. Now, there was a video I seen a couple of days ago. I thought that was a very compelling, not even compelling, it was kind of scary. Allegedly, this grandma got her face bitten from the Ice Bucket Challenge. First of all, who even does that? Who even does the Ice Bucket Challenge anymore? That's something that, like, it was like last summer or fall or something like that. And I even heard that that was supposed to have been a satanic ritual. So it shows that, I've seen a video. It looks like when the kids were throwing the water on their grandmother, it kind of looked like, you know, maybe the dog was attacking or trying to protect the kids. You know, everybody's got a bad rap about this about pitbulls and stuff like that. I mean, I personally, I've been around pitbulls all my life. I've had great dogs. Buddy Lee Biscuit. He died last year, but he was an amazing pitbull. He would just, I mean, I've never seen a dog that would want to just always be so great to you. And now, and I'm not saying that them dogs won't rip your face off, because from this story I'm trying to cover, that's what happened. I don't even know where that was. It's somewhere in the USA. Oh no! The video just made the internet, or somebody said it. But yeah, it's you can see the video on LiveLeak, or and you can make your own judgment. Was the dog trying to protect the kids? You know, elderly people can be ornery, but then elderly people can be very, very, very good. I've had a great, you know, my grandmothers have been long gone, passed away, but they were amazing cooks, great people, and I love all grandmothers out there, and I don't want none of them to get their face bitten by a dog, regardless of the situation. Now, let's go to let's go over to UK, because there was some a new report that finds Jimmy Savile's abuse at hospitals was an open secret. And you know, you've heard so much about Jimmy Savile through you know, he was the host of Top of the Pops, which I'm sure my buddy Nick Redfern, Phil Colley, would probably, maybe is tuned into that show. I've never, you know, hearing UK, besides UK punk rock. But, yeah, it was a famous, kind of like the UK's Bandstand, American Bandstand. That's what you could compare it to. There was a video of when, after this man dies, ain't that bad, if after a man dies, he... all this stuff comes out. And the thing about it was it was all going on. And there's even a video you can watch of Savile fondling a young girl on, you know, on the show, like trying to pinch and someone might call harmful play, but a harmless play, but I think it's harmful. But yeah, and he was really connected over in England, you know, to the royal families. He had a lot of pull, and obviously he had a full disposal of underage children and impaired people, maybe mentally or physically impaired people in these hospitals. A report into abuse by Jimmy Savile found that it was an open secret and that he was a sex pest. It said that he assaulted and raped at least 60 victims at the Stoke Mandel Hospital, and the youngest victim was 8 years old. Now, that's another thing that I didn't really understand about Savile was, you know, he had this job of, you know, probably playing music, you know, doing the pop culture, probably, you know, grand law musician, stuff like that. He also does a moonlighting job, and I think this was all volunteer work at these hospitals and mortuaries. He was also a, I read that he was really into necrophilia too, so that's the thing is, why would you let a man like this that has no expertise just volunteer at these hospitals if he wasn't up to no good or he had hidden motives, ulterior motives, you know, things of that nature. It's, you know, it's just really mind-boggling, and it shows you how deep these people are connected, these sick, you know, psychos. But yeah, 60 people, 60 victims, and that's just the people that wanted that, that's coming out and talking. It's crazy because nobody, up until his death, I think it was 2013, something like that, you know, you've heard it was a best-kept secret. And that's what I'm totally against. I think that more people should come out that's ever experiencing thing. And I mean, because you're holding all this stuff. You're not only hurting yourself, but you're not allowing any victims to come out and share their stories. And you know, and that's what it's all about is opening up and saying, hey, this happened to me, and I want the world to know. You know, and it's really, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of strength. And sometimes it can just come to you at a snap of the fingers. I'm sure that everybody, and I want to just get off of the Saville, because it's just, you know, I said that it's just very disturbing. That guy was very disturbing, but that shows you that these elite, these people of power, these people that's in, it's on TV, on portrayed, and all this other stuff, big wig, so to speak, just can't get off like normal people can. They got to do a lot of crazy shit. But, okay, but we've heard a lot about this place here in Chicago. A lot of people call it a FEMA camp. A lot of people call it a black site for interrogation and things of that nature. A couple of days ago, I talked to a young lady that was actually went there. She told me that she was dating this guy at the time. And I guess that he's pulling things she shouldn't and doing things she shouldn't, you know. Basically, probably everything your mom told you not to do. And people not to... well, let's just tune this up a little bit and get to a point. She had nothing to do with nothing, but yet they took her... Where she said, and here's what's really crazy about the story, and this is why I wanted to share it tonight. Maybe one day I can bring her on and we can talk about it. But I just, you know, she told me it's all right if I talked about it, but she wasn't really ready to. And there's a big lawsuit pending on that, too, so I don't want to name drop or do anything along the lines. But said that she was took to this place, and it's down on the south, like west, or towards the west side of Chicago. It's like... something in Holman. I can't remember the address, but you can look that up too and correct me. And she was took there, and she said that it was for 3 days, but she said it could have been longer. It could have been less time. And she said that they had her handcuffed with her hand up on the wall. And she was standing like her. She had no food. She wasn't allowed to drink anything. She was interrogated. She told me that this female detective, or maybe an officer, or I'm sure it was the thing of what she was telling me, but it was a female coming in, screaming at her, interrogating her. When she told them that she really didn't know what was going on, that would just piss them off anymore, and they would cuss her. And I'm all really disturbing about it, and I hate, you know, being foul, but she requested going to the bathroom that whole 2 or 3 days or longer that she was in there. They refused. And she said that she finally had to urinate on herself, and I thought that, that was very disturbing, that that's the kind of tactics. And what was really interesting, too, was she also said her family was looking for her for 3 days or longer before, and there she was never processed when she was at that place. But she was processed. They didn't process her until they took her to... Cook County jail, or I think it's where she told me, but well, that's the main jail here in Chicago. But yeah, they never, they held her there within days without, without food, a lawyer, bathroom privileges, and she was handcuffed and interrogated. Nobody knew their whereabouts. Nobody knew her whereabouts. I mean, think about it. Think about it, a loved one, especially if you have a teenage daughter or, you know, just a daughter in general. And she lives with you. Or she lives close to you. You ain't seen her. You haven't seen her in 3 days. You start panicking. You start getting worried. But the thing about it is that there's facilities in this game, and I don't think it's only Chicago here that has these facilities. It's all over. I'm sure there's one in L.A. I'm sure there's one. There's one in West Virginia, if you want to get technical about it. But yeah, I thought that was a really interesting story that, it's more or less actual events. But I see now in the news, I just thought that would be a nice little thing to share. But let's move on. We were talking about the grandma getting bit by a face by a pit bull. An elderly man's home has been egged almost every day for a year. Talk about a nightmare. Thing two, what did he do to piss them, whoever's doing this off? And it's not your normal, from what I read here in Euclid, Ohio. Man's been living there 60 years. They say that they're throwing hundreds of eggs at his house, maybe several times a week, if not every day. Now I remember back home in West Virginia, it was a favorite pastime to everybody on Halloween night to go out and throw eggs at cars and all this other crazy shit. And also cut down trees. You know, I think I lived in the cut, so they'd cut down trees so they'd block the roads. And but going back to, so there wouldn't be no school tomorrow, but going back to this guy in Ohio, he must have pissed somebody off because they're egging his house, hundreds of eggs, daily or nightly. He's a widower. Feel bad for the guy. But then I don't know him either, so they're offering a reward. So if any of my listeners has any leads, they can call Euclid Police. But now, listen, I don't have nothing against people praying, and I definitely don't have nobody have against anything, regardless of any religion, you know, or praying on their food or blessing their food. But check this out. This man in New Jersey burnt his face by praying over a steak fajita skillet. I know you went to a Mexican restaurant before. You come in, you're like, yeah, I want some fajitas or something like that. They bring it out. And it's on this, like, I don't know where they keep them, if it's an oven or whatever, but they're hot. And they just cook them right there, and they just bring them off the grill. I don't know how they make fajitas, but, you know, from the steam coming off there, just why would you do it? They're saying he can't file a lawsuit. Oh, it happened at Applebee's too. They said he couldn't file a lawsuit. Now, what do you think? Do you think that he should be able to, or do you think he's entitled to nothing? Wow, I mean, I think it's safe to say, guys, that fajitas is something you cannot pray over. And please, don't stick your face and a big, giant pile of, like, steam and hot food. You're asking to get your face burnt off. And religion ain't got nothing to do with stupidity. And on a lighter note, a man. Oh, I really want to talk about this. I thought this was really crazy and weird and bizarre. And just didn't make no sense to me. So this guy, this 25-year-old man, was trying to walk across the Lake St. Clair in Detroit, from Detroit to Toronto. What was this guy thinking? Said that he spent 2 or 3 days walking around from Lake St. Clair in an attempt to get to Toronto, sleeping in the lighthouse along the way. I wonder what it'd be like to sleep in a lighthouse. Do you think that Do you remember Pete's Dragon? Wasn't there somebody lived in a lighthouse or something like that? I mean, was he like sleeping in a stairwell? What was going on? I don't even know what a lighthouse looks like on the inside. But I want to know why this guy was trying to walk from trying to cross this lake to go into Canada. Do you think he's got a sweetheart there? I really couldn't tell you. In the report and what I read about it, it said that he was like very delusional. Said that Cole was obviously getting to him. Said it took him a long time to formulate his thoughts. I'm sure his brain was probably frozen. Don't you think that there was a voice inside his head that turn back? I just don't understand people. Especially Hillary Clinton with the multiple email addresses on private servers making HDR 22 at Clinton email. She was, they was talking about what's the significance with the number 22. Well, they said that that's how many sequential siblings or something like that. I really don't know. But do you think that that ruined her chance for, besides, let's just throw out the Benghazi. Let's throw out all this, her speech or whenever they had her during that, talking to her during that trial and all that. It's just this lady and the Clintons in general. Clintons have always just thought that they were above everything, can do anything, that they can't be touched, untouchable. And also, I've heard anybody that ever crossed the Clintons in their rise of power was killed. So, you know, it's, but it was really great to see that on the front story of the New York Times. I thought that was just, like, really good. You know, this weird, strange, bizarre news. I thought that was really cool. Like, just doing something new. I'm going to bring some people back on, though. I didn't want you to think that I always bring on the best of the best. I definitely got Robert Morningstar coming back up. I've got Linda Godfrey, J.C. Johnson, and also I want to talk real quick. A publishing company that gets my guests sends me books all the time. I love them to death, especially Kay from Warwick Associates. They give me the best guests a lot of times. I mean, I go guest fishing, but they do bring me the best of the best, and I appreciate everything that they do over there. Speaking of the next people that I'm going to be bringing on, Lisa Barnum, we'll talk some more about the Kashuk records. Had Ernesto Ortiz talking about them, and then we can just cover some more aspects. I like getting, just because it's the same subject, I mean, everybody has the same view on it, and I think it's really cool. We'll be talking about a bunch of different spirituality, bring on all my great crew at the UFO field, and just keep on rocking. I can't be stopped. Will not be stopped. I want all my fellow colleagues keep doing their great research, keep contributing the long, hard fight of all this information coming to light. And I'm really blessed. Oh, excuse me. I'm really blessed. All my listeners, all my colleagues, everybody I have in my life. But I made it for myself, and it's where I wanted to be. And I just wanted to tell you before I leave, anybody can do anything they want. You can do anything you want. If there's something that you want haven't done that you want to accomplish in your life, start tonight. Write an action plan. Nobody's going to give anything to you. You know, your parents might give you $20 to go to the movie theater if you're a teenager or something like that. Or nobody's going to give you nothing. You got to get to yourself. You got to find your own answer for yourself. And that's the best advice I can give you. And I want to leave on that note tonight. And I'm just glad to be here, glad to be alive, glad to be talking. And you never know what's next on Strange Surrounding, Secret Universe.
Angels fall to earth, oh, it's down. Now your heart is cold. Where?